All right. God bless you, lady. Mm-hmm. Now, sister, I suppose you and I are strangers to one another, are we? You don't speak English?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you speak English. All right. That's good. Just as long as you can speak English. Now, I just want to talk to you just a moment or two. And I don't know you. And Jesus knows you. If you probably, was you born in Sweden? Oh, we were born many miles apart then, wasn't you? Well, I would say to you then, you come from a good country. A very nice country, Sweden. You know Brother Peaches? Brother Louis Peaches?
Yeah.
He's a fine man, isn't he? I love him. He's a very dear man. Such a fine man. Now, you know I'm talking to you for some reason, am I? I say I'm talking to you for some reason. Because I'm getting you quiet, see? I want you to be quiet. So you're a little bit nervous, upset just now. Yes, now that's why I'm talking to you the way I am. I want you to be calm and quiet. So you can receive benefit of being here. And now, not knowing nothing about you, and this is our first time meeting in life, if Jesus will tell me what you come up here to ask him about, you come up not to see Brother Branham, you come up to see the Lord Jesus. And now you believe that I'm just like this microphone. See, this microphone can't speak unless something speaks through it. See, it's just a piece of metal. It's got to have a sound here to hit it first before it'll echo, see, before it'll carry out. Now, that's the way I am. I'm just like the microphone. See? Now, there has to be some real intelligence behind here, something that knows you, knows all about you, knows what you're here for, to speak through these lips to say that. Isn't that right? Now, the audience believes that, don't you, audience? Because we don't know each other. But he can tell me, then you believe me. One thing that you have come to be prayed for is your eyes. Your eyes is what. Of course, you're wearing glasses and so forth because your eyes are not well. And I see you in your home and so forth. Why it bothers you so much in your home? Then there is something else that's wrong with you. And that is, it's in your stomach. You got stomach trouble. And it's very bad. You got a leak in your stomach. And there's a growth there. Some sort of a growth in your stomach. And now I see you you're not from here. You come from somewhere else. Yes, a wheat country up in Minnesota. You come here to be prayed for. That's right. You believe now?
Yeah.
Then you can go back to Minnesota and be well. Jesus Christ. Let us come and be reasonable. All right. Have faith in God, sister, as you come. I'm not never seeing you in my life and never knowing you as far as I know, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knows both of us, doesn't he? You're aware that something's here, aren't you? If that's right, if you have a feeling just like something real sweet about it, would you just raise up your hand to the public as they'd see? That is right. It's that light that you see in this picture. It's the Lord Jesus. Now, we are strange to each other. You look like a very healthy woman to look at you, but I see you moving away from me. And I see something going on. It's right under your ribs on your right side. It's a bladder, a gallbladder trouble. And I see that in there it shows that your liver is all, you've got a growth on your liver that's even pushing out, making a push place, and you're in a serious condition. Thus saith the Holy Spirit. That are true. You believe now? Dear Heavenly Father, knowing that this woman is walking in the shadows of death, but now standing in the shadow of life and light, oh, God, may the darkness be turned back and light shine in and may she live. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now go believing, rejoicing. It's made you awful nervous, your trouble. So don't worry. Now go be happy. You get well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God, our Lord Jesus. He raised from the dead. He lives forevermore. He never can fail. He's omniscient, omnipresent, almighty. Oh, He's everything. How I love Him. How wonderful He is. If thou canst believe, said the Master, all things are possible. Sister Downey, I won't speak to you now because I know you're sitting there, but you're studying about your mother there, you see. So you're praying about her. I caught it then. But just don't fear now. I believe everything's going to be all right. See, I know you, so that's the reason I've seen you appear up and I've seen your mother and seen you coming. So I happened to recognize it in the vision. It was you. There was someone else pulling from this side of, and it was both in the chest and the side. It's this woman sitting here with gallbladder trouble, sitting right on the end there. And if she believes, yes, lady, it's you. That's right. Stand up on your feet just a moment. Now go and get well. The lady is sitting there. God bless you too, sister. If you had gallbladder trouble, you believe it also. There's a lady there. I've seen the vision right there. She had the coat on. May the Lord bless. Don't we love Him?
Yes.
How wonderful our Lord Jesus is. He's just so real. Now, if you just could realize that that's Him, see? That's the all-omnipotent God. I see a lady. I'm just going to look at her a minute because she's got her head bowed, her eyes is closed, she's got a red-looking dress or a pocketbook or something. She's gray-headed. She's praying. She's sitting right here on the road. She's trying her best to contact the Lord Jesus because she knows she can't get to this platform. Do you believe me to be His servant, sister? The gray-headed lady sitting right here is praying so hard. You believe? You want to get over the heart trouble and believe that God's going to make you well? You believe it? All right. It turns all light around you now. I believe He's heard your prayer. God bless you. Oh, He's so real, if you can just believe Him. Oh, how wonderful. Sister, you feel that nervous trouble and everything left you a while ago, and I stand there, so you can just go on a whole, just rejoice and say thank you to your Lord. And you're going to be well. Let's say thanks be to God. I love Him. He's so real. All right, you're patient. How do you do, sister? You believe? All right. I believe you do, too. We're strangers to each other? All right. I'm so happy to know it. I'm glad to know you now, but I'm happy that we are strangers to one another. And I don't know what's wrong with you. You know that. I have no idea, but God does. He knows what you're here for. And He can tell me, and if He'll tell me, will you believe then? Just have faith and be real reverent just a few minutes now. Don't doubt. Just have all kinds of faith. Lady that raised up your hand a few moments ago, you were so interested in getting healed there when this lady was healed next to you. See, you was. Because you had high blood pressure and you wanted to get over it so bad, you see. That's right. But I believe it's over now. I'm just waiting for it. I told you. Amen. Just have faith in God. That's right. Little lady sitting out there, a weeping, kind of heavy set, looking towards me now. There's the angel Lord standing right over. Can't you see that audience? Look, standing right here. Did you see that light by hanging around here? Now the woman there, I can't heal her, but she has a gallbladder trouble that she wants to be healed of. That's right, isn't it? And if you believe, you can be healed. God bless you. The man sitting right over from you there, the Harding of the arteries, he wants to get well too. He thinks that God would heal him, don't you, sir? You believe that He did it then? I want to ask you something. Just when I was talking to the woman and she missed her healing and it went over to you just then in sovereign grace, when it went over you, a real strange feeling swept you then, didn't it? Because you wondered why that woman didn't raise up, didn't you? She missed it because the angel was leaving her and going to you. Isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand. Real funny thing. That's right. It ended with you then, brother. Your faith got the vision. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, my. Nothing like our Lord Jesus. Just have faith. All right. You believe with all your heart? I have to talk to you because it's just, here it is. You're here for somebody else. It's not for yourself. I see it now. It's a young man. And that young man's in the hospital. And he's wearing some kind of a uniform. It looks like it's an Air Force uniform. He's in the Air Force, and he's had his neck or something hurt, broken. And you're interested in that young man. That's thus saith the Lord. The handkerchief that you have on your hand, go take that handkerchief and send it to him. Lay it on him. Have faith in God. The boy will come out of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, thank you. You believe? We are strangers one to the other, but not strangers to Christ. That thin fellow sitting around the end of the row there with heart trouble. Yes, you believe, sir? Got something wrong in your lungs, too. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? I've seen you standing here on the platform. I followed you back out to your seat. There you are, sitting there praying. You believe he heals you? And you can have what you ask for. God bless you. Go on, you may well. Oh, isn't he wonderful? The lady's a stranger to me. I never seen her in my life. We're total strangers to each other, are we, lady? We certainly are. Here we are. I believe a while ago when I was preaching some time ago this afternoon or here at the service tonight, I was talking something about the colored people, how the young slave conducted himself because he was a son of a king. We should conduct ourselves also that way. Me being a stranger to you, and you a stranger to me, us standing here together, not knowing each other, you a colored woman, me a white man, yet both of us in love with the Lord Jesus. He died to save us both, take us to the same heaven. Someday, it'll all be over, sister. We'll never stand and pray for each other no more. Jesus will come. That's who we love. That's who I'm trying to say to the people that's here. You're suffering. I see you trying to get out of a bed. And you can't hardly do it. You got arthritis. That's right. The visions are moving now. You couldn't hide your life. You also are moving away from a table, especially from greasy foods and so forth. You have a stomach trouble. That is right. And you're very nervous. You're really extremely nervous. And sometimes that you think you're just about to go to leave, lose your mind. And that's what's making your stomach trouble, because it throws your stomach into a spasm. You have like dyspepsia. The stuff comes up as you eat into your mouth. And say, You're not from here. You live by a great river where it runs. And I see you going down 4th Street in Louisville. You're from Louisville, Kentucky. You are. Yes, sir. Your name is Albert. Your last name is Lee. Isn't that right? Now your nervousness is gone. Isn't that right? And you're healed. You can go home now and be well. In the Jesus name. Let's say praise be to the living God. Do you believe?
Yes.
Have faith. Reasonable, friend. Jesus Christ is here. Lady, you won't go to that female trouble? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Jesus. Amen. Go believing with all your heart and you'll get over it. You love him with all your heart?
Yes.
Believe him, man. With all your heart.
Hallelujah.
God can heal your eyes, make you well. You believe that, don't you? Sure. Go on, believe it. Say, I trust you, Lord. He don't want you to be blind. He wants you to see all everything. Just believe him with all your heart now. Go and be made well. Sister, a shadow of death called cancer, but God is omnipotent. Do you believe that? He can kill that cancer as dead as it can be right now. Do you believe it?
Amen.
I condemn the thing in the name of Jesus Christ. May it come out of the woman. Amen. Go believing now with all your heart, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God can heal heart trouble, anything else. He can make it all well. Do you believe that, young lady? Raise up your hand, say, I thank you. It's a nervous condition that brings that on to you. Go believing now and you'll get well and not have it anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What's arthritis to our God? He can make you well. Don't you believe that? Step across you like a young lady in the name of the Lord Jesus and go and be made whole. Amen. You believe, Mother? Anointing is getting so heavy in the audience, and I'm getting so weak I can hardly stand here, but I see something like a colon trouble with a person sitting right in here. A colon moving in the way. Yes, lady, you believe with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind? I see a great clinic, like a Mayo Brothers clinic. Have you been to Mayo Brothers at the clinic or some kind of a clinic there that it moved? And I see like a big steeple light. You believe with all your heart that Jesus will make you well? Do you do it, lady? Then you stand up and receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Billy, is this your next patient? Have faith. You believe? What if I told you were healed now? Would you accept it? Would you? Then go off the platform saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. And you'll never have to take insulin or nothing. Jesus Christ will make you well if you believe it. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. Oh, my. Now over the audience. Now what a time. How blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. If I found grace in your heart tonight to tell you the truth of the Almighty God's Bible and the vindication of the resurrected Jesus Christ, you'll heal every person in here has done it. You can believe it. Are you the patient lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe Jesus will make you well? If I tell you what's wrong with you and you know us strangers one to the other, will you accept it? You're suffering from an accident. You fell down and kind of tore yourself loose on the inside and things. No, it's the lady behind you. It's a vision coming back there. Say, here's the lady right here. That's right. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart? God bless you. Go in there. Your faith really makes you whole. Let's say praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. He's standing here. Do you believe? Raise up right quick now and accept him. Right with you. Raise your hands up to him right now while we pray. Oh, God. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, pour out thy blessings, Lord, upon this audience at this time, standing present, omnipotent. Oh, God, have mercy upon this audience and heal every one of them. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus, the Son of God, I ask it. Now with your hands up in the air, put your hands up, everybody now. Have your hands up and do what I tell you to do. Now repeat this words at me. Lord, I believe Satan, you are defeated. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Give him praise now and you can have what you asked for. Hallelujah. Lady, you got your hand up there. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe me to be his servant? If Jesus Christ will let me know what's wrong with you standing here, will you accept your healing? You will? Will the rest of you do it? Believe he raised it and I've represented right? What is this? This is faith. What was it? He said, I'll be with you. I believe him. Right. If you believe it, that rupture you have in your navel will be cured up tonight. That's what you have, isn't it? Just wave your hand. All right? You believe it, you can have what you asked for. Hallelujah. Believe God. All things are possible. Have faith in God. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Jesus said, I can if you believe. First, you've got to believe. Sitting out there on the end of the row looking this way, your hand up there, out on that first little row looking this way, bothered with sinus trouble,
Do you believe that God would make you well? Right there? The person sitting right next to you there. You believe, do you? If you do, raise up, lady. That's right. You believe? God bless you. And receive your healing. Amen. That's it. Sitting right back over here, the lady sitting right back over there has her hands crossed like this. You got trouble with your back, haven't you, lady? And don't know what it is. Isn't that true? Sitting around the end of the bench back there. Raise up if that's true. Way back there. That's right. God bless you. There's the angel of God standing right by the woman. You got something wrong with your back and you just don't know what it is. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise your hand. I can tell you one thing. It's gone from you now. If you don't feel it now. If that's right, raise your hand back and forth. There it is. It's all gone. See, turn light around the woman. Praise the Lord. Faith, believe it. God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. Lady, you're just so blessed just then. There's a lady sitting right next to you that has a nervous trouble. She's got her hands up. Raise up, lady, just a minute. Sitting right there next to you. All right, now you can go home too. Your nervousness is done. Jesus Christ made you well. Your faith heals you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think up there in the balcony up there tonight? You're believing with all your heart. Have faith. Oh, hallelujah. You might call me a holy old professor, your day to mind, too. That don't make any of it. I know who I believe. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Exodus for the church. The Redeemer for all ages. His presence showing the same thing that he showed when he was here on earth. Glory to God. You believe him? If you have faith, you can have anything you want. If you haven't got faith, you can't receive nothing. What about you, sir, sitting over in that chair? Wheelchair, cot, whatever it is. You believe Jesus Christ died for you? I don't know. You've never seen you. Got a prayer card? You haven't? You believe me to be his prophet? Will he accept the same name? You're standing over TV, aren't you, sir? That's right. You come from out of town, didn't you? Come down to Illinois around Bloomington, didn't you? That's right. There sits another lady right behind you, sitting back there. She's got a fallen kidney. Sitting right, she's from the same town. She comes from the same place. A fallen kidney got infection in her eye. That's right. Sitting right back there on the end of the seat, kind of a gray-headed lady with glasses on. I see you all for coming from the same town called Bloomington. That's right, lady. Raise up your feet back there with the glasses on. You're from Bloomington, too. You ain't got no prayer card, have you? Don't have no prayer card. All right, you believe me to be God's servant? All right, sir, get up out of the wheelchair and you get up to prison and go on back home and get well. Hallelujah. Believe God. If you want to accept it, have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for. Here's the Holy Ghost standing over a colored woman, sitting right down here, sitting right back here. She's got a tumor, and she's got eye trouble. She's got her hand up waving at me. That's right, lady. Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives and reigns. He's here. He's your exodus from sickness to health. He's your exodus from the wheelchair to walking again. He's your exodus from the cancer to health. Do you believe it? I challenge you in Jesus Christ's name. Stand on your feet and claim it, and God will give it to you right now if you've got faith enough to believe it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn every devil and every doubt that there is in here, and may the Holy Ghost move in this building and burst this old unbelief away and heal everyone. Now, this lady standing before me, I suppose that we're strangers, one of the Arby ladies. We are. But there's one thing sure, there's somebody who knows us both. Right. And someday we'll stand in his presence and give account for everything we've done in this life. You're aware of that. I tell you, something happened. Just now, before saying anything else, the angel of the Lord come and anointed just now.
Praise.
Is it just now? Praise
Amen.
Be to God. It struck the lady even quickly. You know that. Something struck you when I went to say something. Is that right? That's right. Now, being a stranger to you, not knowing you, never seen you in my life, if God will let me know what's wrong with you or what you're here for, will you accept Jesus? You will. Will the audience do that? Now we're in his presence. And he could take from us, or he could smite us with a disease and we'd die with it. He's God, so we must be reverent in his presence. You believe that, don't you? So, I see the lady, you're real nervous.
bothered with a nervous trouble, extremely nervous. And I see you've been to a doctor about something. It's an infection. You have an infection. And that infection is in the breast. That's right. And it's in the left breast. And I see the doctor says that he don't know what it is, what's causing it. That's true. Now that wasn't me talking. That was my lips saying the words, but I had no control of it. But what it said is the truth. Is that right? Now, is Jesus raised from the dead? Remember, friend, that's what Jesus did when he was here on earth. That's Jesus tonight. Then, here's what he said, the last words that he said when he was leaving the earth. I'll quote them to you. He led his disciples out as far as Bethany, and he blessed them. And he said, go ye into all the world. That was Chicago, too, wasn't it? And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe to the end of the world. How long? To this gospel. How long? To the end of the apostles, to the end of the world. In my name they shall cast out evil spirits. Speak with new tongues. If they would take a deadly thing or a serpent, it wouldn't harm them. And if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's what he said. You believe that? Then him standing here present, you believe, I believe, that if I lay hands on you and pray, God's made a promise, if you believe that, you'll get well. Is that right? Then come forward. Our Heavenly Father, with hands laid upon this woman under a condition she don't even know herself and her doctor wouldn't tell her. But Lord, I pray that you'll be merciful to her and will heal her. I condemn this devil that's set in to take the life of the woman. And come out of her, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're defeated. You spirit of death. You are defeated. We see the resurrected Lord. He's here. And by eyes of faith, we look beyond this shadow to where the sun is shining for our sister in good health. We do this in Jesus' name at his command. Amen. Now go on. You're going to get well. Amen. God bless you. Or it would become you. Have faith. As you come, sister, believing with all your heart. Usually, when I get tired, I'm wore out, but it's the best thing because William Branham's gone. Then Jesus can talk. I don't know you. Mighty saintly looking little woman to me. I never seen you. But God knows you. You don't look like there's anything wrong with you, but God knows whether there is or not. Isn't that right? Now there's someone in the audience. Move the Holy Spirit to them. I didn't get it. Now be real reverent. Don't move. Just sit still now. May I talk to you again, sister? Now I see the lady moving from me. Here it is back to her. She's extremely nervous too because she's worried. She's bothered about something. She's had an operation. And that operation was for a cancer. It wasn't too successful. And you're worried about it. But don't worry. You're standing in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a resurrection and life. You believe that? Come here just a moment. Heavenly Father, I bless this woman in the name of the Lord Jesus and pray that you'll heal her and make her well. Through the power of God, amen. God bless you. We're going believing with all your heart. Our angel. How do you do? Now, there's that same dark spirit. Be reverent, everybody. Don't move around. Please don't. See, these things go from one to another. What I'm doing that for, you don't realize that when cancer leaves here, it's going somewhere else. It sure is. And I can't hold it if you're moving. I can't tell where it's going. It's a dark shadow that I see. There's a cancer hanging over this woman right now. It's a dark shadow. If that shadow leaves her, how do I know what's wrong? It's by vision. And I see that dark death hanging around the woman. And she's sure to die if God don't help her. Well, when he leaves here, he's angry if he's put out. He'll find a place to go if he can. You know that's the truth? Remember in the Bible times when somebody's trying to cast out an epileptic spell, you know what happened? Who didn't really have the authority to do it? Now you're suffering with a cancer. It's a death. And only God can make you well. You believe? Now, being if someone moved, I just want to talk to you just a moment. You're not from this city. You come from another city. And I believe it's, where is it? I see a tower. It's Joliet, Illinois. And your name is Klein. Leona Klein. Now you go on back down home and get well. The darkness comes from you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Oh my, how the devil has to recognize the supreme authority of Jesus Christ. Not me. He hates me. He don't have to mind me, but he has to mind who I represent. He has to mind who sent me here. Hallelujah. How do you do? You believe with all your heart, lady? I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. But there's one in our midst who knows us both. Jesus Christ. If Jesus will tell me what's wrong, will you accept it then and believe it? All right, you just look this way. The reason I say look, Moses in the Bible erected a brass serpent, told the children of Israel to look and live. Is that right? He did. They were to look. Peter and John passed through the gate called Beulah and said, look on us. That's the reason I say look. I want your attention. But I see a long strip of water. And it's not, you're not here for yourself. You're here for an aged woman. And that woman's suffering with a heart trouble. And she is your mother. And she's not in this country. And she is around somewhere that religion is persecuted. And she is around somewhere. I see a Russian soldier marching. She's near Russia. That's right. Right now, suffering with heart trouble. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will make her well. Do you believe it? Amen. Go and believe with all your heart. And blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Have faith. Go on down. Come, lady. Come, believe me. You believe me to be the servant of the Lord? Have faith in God. I don't know you. But there's somebody here that we both know we're in the presence of. He knows us. Now you're here to ask me to pray for your eyes. You got an eye trouble. And then I see again. Here comes a stretch of water. And it's another country where there's a lot of hills. And it's beautiful. It's got a land of lakes. And there's someone there who looks a whole lot like you. It's your sister. And she's doctoring with some kind of something in her blood, a blood disease. And that's Sweden. Is that right? And that handkerchief is far. Well, go send it to her in the name of Jesus Christ and may she be healed. Hallelujah! Have faith in God. Do you believe? Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe it? Have faith. Yes, sister? Sitting there with a red hat on looking at me? Your faith made a contact then. The arthritis that you've been so lame with has left you. Here you can praise be to God. Here, sitting right here, right down here, about 3 in on this row, you also had arthritis and a gallbladder trouble. If you believe, you may be. That's right, sister. Your faith made a contact with God. When that woman is healed, it struck you too. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have faith in God.
Jesus said, I can if ye believe. Do you believe? You believe you'd heal that back trouble and see if you're sitting there in the chair just saying?
You were.
Amen. So just go on rejoicing. Saying thanks be to God. Come, ladies. Blood diseases and things is just so easy for God to heal. You believe that, don't you? Let you and I go to Calvary for a transfusion. In Jesus Christ's name, I condemn the devil and the father, my sister, and me. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Amen. Pass on by, sister. Go rejoicing, believing that God makes you whole. You can have what you ask for. Your kidney trouble's done gone, sister.
Hallelujah.
Have faith. Just faith in you. Believe with all your heart. Come here, lady. I want you to turn and look out this way. See that lady standing with a handkerchief over her mouth? She's suffering the same thing you are. There's a black streak running from each one of you. It's arthritis. That's right. Hallelujah. Now go on off the platform. Thank you, God. Be faithful. Glory! The Son of God lives! Dad, sitting there with your hand down praying right on the end of the row there. Yeah, he heard you. You were praying. I heard your prayer. You were silently praying, but he let me know your prayer. He said, Lord, let him call me next. Let it this time be my time. That's right. Yeah, you've had a nervous breakdown, haven't you? Mm-hmm. That's right. And you're not from this country. You're from a place I can spell the city. It's Utica. Utica, Michigan. All right. You return home, your breakdown's over. Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. Jesus, Son of God, lives and reigns. You believe? Come, lady. You believe that female trouble left you sitting there? All right, it did. Amen. For what you have asked, that you receive. Believe. What do you think of that lady sitting right back out there? Watch that lady walked off at the field. You believe it? Yeah, you're suffering. You've got trouble with your eyes, haven't you? That's right. Sitting right here behind the lady with a white waist on. The angel of the Lord stands over her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Is that wonderful, brother?
You just now answered my prayer.
Amen. That's fine.
Hallelujah.
I never seen you, lady, in my life, did I? No, sir, I never. But you're not from here. You're from my state, Indiana.
That's right.
Anderson, Indiana, at that, where the mills are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The lady sitting right close to you there, she's suffering with a chest trouble. That's right. Uh-huh. You're from Muncie, Indiana. Just run on back home now. Rejoice. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't believe it. Have faith. Come here a minute, lady. I want you to turn around and look this way. There's just about 70% of those people suffering with your condition. That's right. How many suffering with nervous trouble? Raise up your hand. See how the spirits are pulling? How many believes that Jesus is here to heal you? Raise up your hand. Now go home. It's over. Amen. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. I want to ask you, ladies, the same time I said for them, you had the same thing. And when I was said that, something come over you, didn't it? All right, you're healed now from that nervous condition. Menopause, go home, believe me. What do you think, lady? You believe with all your heart? I don't know you. I've never seen you. God did something. Amen. You're here praying for someone else. It's a friend of yours. And I see a great church and the little statues and things. Your friend is a converted Catholic, and she's got cancer, and the cancer's on her face. All right, take that handkerchief to her, and in the name of Jesus Christ, may she recover and be made well. Do you believe? Then in Jesus Christ's name, stand on your feet and receive your healing while I pray for you. Almighty God, I cast out every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. May you depart from these people tonight and go. Satan, you're condemned.
Amen.
As the face catches God's sending presence, come out of them, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name. Raise your hands and give him praise.
Amen.
I'll see you quite a while. You just keep telling all about it. But look at that prayer line now. See? At the people. All of them want to come up here. And that's why I get the weak that come take me. See? Because I go in subconsciously. But if Jesus of Nazareth will let me know what you're here for, or something about you that you know that I do not know, then will you accept it and believe that it's same Jesus, that he's here? And the audience is saying that they would too. Now, you, by God's grace, well, serve me, sister. God bless you. Well, that, now I want to ask you something. Now, you, just see where this, I'm telling you the truth right here. Just a second ago, something come to you, wasn't it? Something, you had a feeling move over you. That's the angel or here, just right between us right now. That's that, see this here? Now the lady's moving away from you. She is very much distressed. I see her in the bedroom, and she can't sleep. She's walking up and down a floor. She goes into another room. She comes back and comes into another room. She goes into a little place and gets some kind of, it's something in a little, it's a little powder to take it to go to sleep. And she's trying, her condition is a nervous condition, and she's taking powders to keep asleep, and she's taken so many of them till they just about got the best of her. She's just about to go into a breakdown and be finished. That's thus saith the law.
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
How would I know you? I don't know what I said to you. That wasn't me, that was him. Now that was truth, every bit, was it?
Yes, every bit the truth.
Every bit the truth. Now, Jesus said these signs shall follow that. There's something here you'll have to know. There's something here on me that knows you. Not me, but something on me that knows you. Is that right? That's seen you and what you've done and what about you. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you believe that's Jesus Christ anointing me? Then he said these signs shall follow them that believe. If this anointing, I'll lay hands on you. What has to happen? Get well. Is that right? Then come here just a moment. Our kind Heavenly Father, thou knowest this woman, all the food she's ever eat was given to her by you. She's standing now trembling in your presence, knowing that this must be the time. She's standing under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, tears coming into her eyes, knowing that a mere man cannot do these things, knowing that she must be in thy presence. So this demon that's now vibrating against this gift of God, Satan, I condemn you by Jesus Christ. Calvary and the blood, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let her go. Amen. Now it's over. Now you can go home rejoicing and thank God. Go out this way just praising the Lord. Would you come, lady? You believe with all your heart? I see you got a little something on with a mustard seed in it, representing mustard seed faith. You believe that you have mustard seed faith? It might not perform a miracle, but if you stay with it, it'll take you to the light. I'm a stranger to you, lady. I've never seen you in my life as I know of. We being strangers to each other, God knowing us both, God can help by letting me. If I could help you and didn't do it, I'd be a brute, sister. Knowing a poor woman here with those wrinkled hands and probably done a many hard day's work and standing here a little old mother and shaking all over because you're under a divine anointing. You've never felt like that before because
It's just in His presence, you see. Did you ever see the picture of the angel of the Lord? They got you on a picture? That's the thing. It's right on you now, moving right around. I see you going somewhere, and there's somebody giving you an examination. Something or another, it looks like it's you stumbled, you fell, you hurt your left side and left shoulder. That's right. Then you have a drop bladder. That is true. You believe it's over now? I go right on the road. And now you take the cereal. That's right. Yes. Go give it to Him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You come, my brother. Come believing, having faith. I'm a stranger to you. Never seen you in my life as a Noah. But Jesus knows you, doesn't He? You believe if He will let me know what your trouble is, that you get well? You do? Well, my brother, as quick as that anointing strikes you, I see a shadow of death hanging near you. It's a cancer. I don't know whether you're aware of that or not. Yes, you have. It's an examination, and that was in the prostate glands. You have a cancer in the prostate. That's true. God be merciful. Come here, brother. Kind Heavenly Father, as Your Holy Spirit here now, the loving Lord Jesus, I hold my body against my brother and condemn the devil that's trying to take his life and cast him away from the man. In Jesus Christ's name, may he go. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go happy now and rejoicing. Don't be down. What'd you put up your hand for, little fella? You believe? You believe me to be God's servant? You do? With all your heart? God could heal you if that rupture, if you believe it. You believe He healed you then? Or stand up on your feet and accept it. All right. Now go home. Be well. See, your faith did that, sir. God bless you. Just have faith. Don't doubt. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But you've got to believe. Jesus said that. Now, look here. Of course, you all know, I'll have to pick up on the recordings. I'll never remember this. But I hope it's coming in clear, my voice. Standing right here in the corner stands that pillar. If I want the whole audience, look right here. Can't you see that moving? It's standing right over a colored lady. That's a praying. Standing right out there on the end. And she is a praying to Christ. And asking Jesus to have me to call her and let her faith touch Jesus through me. A colored lady, you're sitting there, you're suffering with high blood pressure. Sitting there, isn't that right, lady? All right, now you can go home. The high blood pressure has left you. Your faith made you well. Hallelujah. See, you don't need your prayer card. You need faith. Say, young man, you're sitting right behind her there on the other old man looking right at me with the earnestness. Said, God, can't you touch me too? You got stomach trouble, haven't you? That man with a white shirt on. Yes, sir, that's you. Yes, you. You got stomach trouble. Your stomach's been souring and going on. Isn't that right? And fluttering around your heart. It's all over, my brother. Your faith heals you. Praise be to the living God. Don't doubt, just only believe, have faith in God. Jesus said, I can, if thou canst believe. If you just have faith, that's all you need. This the lady? Excuse me, sister. I don't mean to be rude or perhaps I just have to follow the way he goes, you see. I have no way of controlling anything, just as He leads. Now we strange to each other. The anointing is getting rich now, getting weak. Usually that's when I'm getting weak, but it's the best then. Now something happened right here. Oh, it's this lady, the kind of a heavy-set lady, sitting there holding right over. Yes, she has a kidney trouble she's been suffering with. You believe Lord Jesus makes you well, sister? Believe it, He'll heal you? You do? All right. Raise up your hand that you accept it. All right, my sister. Go home, be well now. The sister, colored lady, looking around the side of the man there. You're wanting so hard for Jesus to touch you tonight, aren't you? You believe me to be His prophet? Stand up just a minute. Now you feel different, don't you? Long time you've been suffering with something. And that's a little white thing, like little cards, is called adhesion. Is that right? You don't have them now. You can go home. Your faith makes you well. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe. Jesus said all things are possible to him that believeth. You believe? What about up in the balcony up there? Are you believing? There's certainly a wall of faith between you here, but that doesn't matter to Christ. Now, my dear friend, God in heaven knows that I'm only here to help you. I'm only here trying to do what I can to represent my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Looks like you could believe right now. Looks like you people who really know Jesus, to know that it's here. Now, you might not be looking at what I'm looking at. You say, if he was looking at it, I could sit. No. A fire and light come around Paul one day on his road down to Damascus. And even so bright, he put his eyes out. And no one seen that light but him. Is that right? He only seen it. That's it. It's between here and that wall yonder, it's just one solid bank. Looks like a glory of God. That's the people's faith. See, you're moving it yourself. You're doing that. Not me. I have nothing to do. If you didn't believe it, it wouldn't happen. It's your faith that's doing it. Isn't that wonderful of our Lord and Savior? Oh, He's so good.
Hallelujah.
We should just love Him with all of our hearts, shouldn't we? Jesus said, I can if you believe. Now, we are strange to each other, sister.
No.
You know me?
Or
you were healed? Oh, I see. Well, I mean, to know you personally, I wouldn't know you because I just come, just somebody was prayed for. All right? Now, I see you got a handkerchief in your hand. Now, that handkerchief is perhaps for somebody. I want you to look to me and I want you to believe me as God's servant. And if God will reveal to me the thing that's in your heart, will you accept what you're asking for? Will the audience do the same thing? Strange case. But there's none hard for our Lord Jesus. That handkerchief is for a woman, a girl. And that girl is your daughter. And that girl has a kidney trouble. She's been seriously sick. I see doctors send her. She was operated on. And one of her kidneys has been moved. And I hear the doctor say there's no hope for the other one. She's going to die. And your heart's kind of broke. The girl's a Catholic. That's right. And you have something in your side that you want to be prayed for. Is that right? Now, do you believe me as this prophet? Now, let me have the handkerchief. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, grant the request of this sister in Jesus' name. Amen. Now don't fear. Have faith and believe.
You believe? With all your heart? If thou canst believe, don't move, please. All right. You believe me too, lady? With all your heart? God knows you, I don't. Is this our first meeting tonight? We don't know one another? Or you've seen me in other meetings? Yes. Well, I wouldn't know you in otherwise. I'm nothing like that. Something happened over here in the corner just then. Have faith. Don't doubt.
I miss it now. I really believe with all your heart. It might have been Billy Paul, my boy, going down there. I felt, I know everything's wrong with Billy. I know old Brother Jack, and man, that's the reason I don't let others around. Because, see, their faith moves, and I got to get somebody close to me. It's hard to catch a vision out there, because there's too many now believing and pulling. That might have been why it went to the corner, but something went that way. It might have been following Billy, but it left the woman here and went that way. Everyone be reverent, but you're in the house of the living God. Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, is here proving He is alive tonight. You know I don't. What do you think of that, my Eskimo brother there? You think the people in your country up and there will receive the Lord Jesus when they see the signs and wonders of God? You believe it? All right. I believe it too with you. Hallelujah. He's so real. Amen. Now, sister, I want to talk to you just a moment. Now, if I could help you, I'd do it, but I can't. But by a divine gift which is given sovereignly by Jesus Christ, I might be able to cause your faith to come up to a place to accept it. What would you think standing here before a man that doesn't know you, never seen you, and would say something to you that you know that I don't know nothing about? It would have to come from some supernatural resource, but it has to. Would you believe it would be Jesus after I've explained it by the Bible? Would you? I believe you would because you're Christian. Of course, I see you wearing glasses. That's actually your age does that. And now, no, it's not your eyes that you desire your prayer for. It's your stomach. You have a stomach trouble. And it's got down into the intestinal tract. It's in the colon also a trouble. And then you're not from Chicago. You're from another big city. And I see a lot of cars coming moving up. It's a car plant where they make, it's Detroit. You're from Detroit. And I see something flash like a man standing by you. No, it ain't. It's a man that you're praying for there. And the man has got a heart trouble. And I believe he's under an oxygen, or just under an oxygen tank. And he's in Detroit, too. I take that handkerchief to him, and both of you be well. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. You believe? Now, please, I know it's late, but just give me just, I'll go in another 3-4 minutes. If you'll just be real quiet, don't move. See, you're a human being, your soul, I got it right in contact right now. There's not every spirit, I'm subject to it right now. When you move, that moves this then, and they'll take me from the line. When I really do, Reverend, just a few minutes, and boy, take me just in a few minutes when you're ready. All right. I see the light hanging over. Was that lady just in the prayer line? Right here? No, it's over two. It's over a man and a woman. If them two sitting there, a husband and wife, it's ruptured. Now, you're sitting there, a man's got on a red-looking tie, and a lady. You all both have ruptures, your husband and wife, aren't you? I got, you believe with all your heart that Jesus make you well? Stand up on your feet and accept it then. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Have faith. God can heal heart trouble, do anything He wants to if you believe it. Do you believe it? You believe I lay hands on you, God will heal you. In Jesus Christ's name, may it leave the woman. Amen. Now go rejoice. Have faith. It's trouble to me. It's why people can't believe right now. Oh, if you could only know the truth. Have faith. How do you do, lady? We are strange to each other, aren't we? We've never met each other before. God knows you and He knows me. There's something strange about you. I don't know what it is. It caught me quickly. You're suffering. You have headaches. And you have a stomach trouble. And the cause of it, you're nervous. a nervous disposition. You've been nervous since you was a child. You've been nearsighted, too, in your eyes. You see, when you read your book, you hold it too close to you because you're nearsighted. And here is the greatest need you have, sister. You need Jesus for your Savior, your sinner. You need to be saved. Will you accept Him now? Your sins are forgiven you then. Go in the peace of God be upon you. You're healed also. Almighty God, I bless this young woman. She come into your presence, your Shekinah glory. And her heart, she felt the Holy Ghost when it moved. Now, ever sin gone, sickness healed, may she go in peace. Amen. Sister, your sins are forgiven. You're healed of your disease. Now go and serve God with all your heart. Let's say praise be to God. Come, lady. You believe, lady? Now I want to talk to you just a minute. You have faith and believe with all your heart. God will do the exceedingly abundantly if thou canst believe. Such a faith moving in this way. Oh, yes. High blood pressure setting out there at the end of the row. You believe Jesus Christ will make you well? If thou canst believe. If you believe it, God will do it. You can have, will you believe it? Or both of you, stand up and accept it and believe it with all your heart and be made well. Amen. Now I see you in your house. You're doing something around a table. You're nervous for one thing. I see you get real nervous, get real weak. You have weak spells. You go sit down while you're doing this. I'm not reading your mind. No, that's true. But I see you refuse certain things. You got a stomach trouble, too. It's a nervous condition causes an ulcer in your stomach. That's true. Now, will you obey me as God's prophet? Go eat your supper. Don't doubt no more. You can have what you want. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Does thou believe, sister? You believe that Jesus make you well? You have many things wrong with you. Heart trouble. Causes a flush, really a nervous heart. Your heart hurts you worse when you lay down. Smothers you. What it is, it's really a gas. You got a weak heart because it's a nervous heart. But when you lay down at night, you fan for breath. Don't you love Him right now? Come here just a minute. Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll heal this sister tonight for your glory. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Have faith. Believe with all your heart now. Come, lady. Poor little woman. Sister, following you is a real dark shadow, which means death. You got a cancer. That's right. But Jesus is sure to heal it. You believe it? Oh, God. Satan, you're exposed. I condemn you in Jesus' name. Come out of the woman. Amen. Now, lady, it's in Jesus Christ's name. Have no doubt. You're going to have what you have for. God bless you. May the Lord God grant it to you, my sister, and give you a rich royal life. Amen. Have faith. Come, ladies. You believe? Between you and I comes a shadow, and through there comes blood pouring. You have diabetes. Correctly. Jesus Christ is better than all the insulin and anything you could take. Do you believe it? Come here. Oh, Lord, have mercy, and I bless this woman and heal her. In Jesus Christ's name, may it be so. Amen. Go believing now with all your heart. Sister, God can heal back trouble, kidney trouble, and make you well. Do you believe that? All right, then go receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come. You believe, lady? Now you're ready for an operation to take a tumor out of you. But the power of God can move it right now. Do you believe it? Then accept it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Of course, you see you're walking crippled up. You cough at night a whole lot with an asthmatic condition, and yeah, that's right. Now just step in as your healer and go off the platform rejoicing and being happy and praising God. Hallelujah! You believe, sister, with all your heart? Oh, you have many things wrong with you. One of it is a nervous heart, and another thing is you've got a stomach condition. It bothers you, a lady's trouble. That's true, isn't it? That's right, drainage from it. Because it's an abscess on the ovary, but Jesus makes you every whit whole. Your faith heals you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Have faith. Sister, God made you well. That heart trouble sitting there in a chair. Just go off the platform and rejoice. Praise be to God. Come, ladies. Hallelujah! Now look. Friend, it's not. Now be real reverent. Look, lady, I'm not reading them people. Here, lay your hand on me, lady. Here. If God will tell me what's wrong with you and me, look at the audience here by vision, you, the people see it, then it's not mental telepathy. It's Jesus Christ. The woman's suffering from a nervous trouble. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand here. You was, you're healed. Now I see it turn all light around you. Go on your road and rejoice now. Be made well. My brother, Jesus will make you well, the kidney trouble, and it'll never bother you no more if you'll believe him. Do you believe him? Then go rejoicing in Jesus Christ's name. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe? Lady, here, don't look at me. Just put your hand over here and say, I've disappointed contact. You believe with all your heart? Now let's look for a vision. If God will reveal to me what your trouble, will you accept it? You believe it? Will the audience believe it? The lady's suffering with a female trouble, a lady's trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. You're healed now. Go on your road and rejoice. Your faith saves you. Let's say praise the Lord. Nervous condition, but Jesus Christ heals you. And also for your friend. In God's great, powerful name. Amen. You believe? Are you ready to receive your healing? Lay your hands over on one another as you sit there just a minute. Oh, look out across this audience. My brethren, my brothers. I wish you could, wish I could explain what I'm talking about. Just look at there. You're being healed, brethren. Just turning light all around. I couldn't call you if I had to. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, may all the doubt leave every person. Heal the people, Father. I condemn the devil that's held these people. Satan, you can't hold him any longer. You're exposed. Come out of him in Jesus Christ's name. May it be so. And if people give God a great big praise, stand up out of the wheelchair, get up off the cot, you're healed in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.